Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time. Thursday, January 12th edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, Wednesdays and Saturdays, the new blog goes up, but there's various content added throughout the week. So swing on over there, check out what's going on. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, we'd greatly appreciate that. There's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is, you got it, at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with 3D.
Oh, all right, Dan. So the San Diego Chargers decide to pack up and move. They are now the Los Angeles Chargers. Can't tell you how excited I am about this. Can you tell by the enthusiasm in my voice?
Well, now they'll have two bad teams.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, Los Angeles can be home to two bad football teams. The Chargers still need a coach. The Rams at least did hire one today. But, yeah, I found it weird. You know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, a bit of before the podcast got rolling. You know, I saw the thing where I don't know if it was a fan or multiple fans decided to egg the Chargers facility in San Diego. And I'm guessing this guy forgot that in the last election, the people of San Diego voted down a referendum to help fund a new stadium so the Chargers would stay. So, yeah, man, obviously this guy did, whoever it was, because, you know, he felt jaded. I believe it was a man. They got a video of it, and I believe it is a man who did it. Possibly, you know, it could have been a woman. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole video, so you never know. But, yeah, I just thought it was funny that now you're upset the Chargers are leaving, you know, after they're gone. You know, this has only been planned for I don't know how long. I'm not a big believer in the taxpayers having to pay for stadiums either, so I get why they voted against it. You know, between the money a team makes and then just the NFL itself makes, they can build their own damn stadiums. So, you know, there's no reason for the taxpayers to be shoveling out any bills. I just saw that the Chargers owner has to pay a $550 million relocation fee. Now, he gets to do that over 10 years, but I'm sure he could have gotten a loan for a stadium that he could have paid out over 10 years as well. So, you know, I don't get that.
Well, I don't think they wanted to be there. You know, the Playboy Bunny, you know, isn't a fan anymore or popular.
Yeah, you know, it's always been a bit of an odd fan base there, I guess you could call it. You know, I mean, they get support. Obviously, you know, it would help if they would win a little more. You know, they did have some success, you know, back in the, what was it, late 80s, early 90s or whatever. You know, they did go to one Super Bowl and got blown out. But, you know, that's always, you know, hand in hand, winning kind of goes with attendance. You know, the more you win, the better your attendance is going to be. So, you know, just one of those things that, you know, it's a lot like, you know, the situation, you know, for baseball wise, the A's are in, you know, they play in a dump, you know, O.co is a dump, but they don't really have anywhere to go. I can tell you here, Dan, San Diego ranked 31st out of 32 teams in the NFL in attendance. They averaged 57.024 per home game. The only team worse, the Raiders, And the Raiders were a good team, but I guess they're upset that they're moving to Las Vegas.
So, wait, they still are averaging 57,000 fans?
Yeah. Yeah, the NFL does very well. Oddly, yeah, that is 80% of their stadium full per game. The team right above them in 30th, the Chicago Bears. 60,368 is what they average per game.
Well, that's because that's all they hold.
Just about. That's a 98.2% of capacity for Soldier Field for the game. So. But, yeah, the highest drawing team, no surprise, the Dallas Cowboys. 92,539 people per game.
How many?
92,539 people.
No wonder they had WrestleMania there.
Yeah, they draw 14 more thousand than the next closest team, which is the Giants. 78,789. So, yeah, the top five are the Cowboys, the Giants, the Redskins, the Packers, and the Jets. You know, and then at the bottom, it's the Raiders, the Chargers, the Bears, the Bengals, and the Buccaneers. You know, the odd part is I know next year San Diego has to play in a stadium that I believe holds less than 30,000 people. So it will be interesting to see how that works out, or you know how they kind of manage that for a year before wherever they're going is going to be ready or whatever they're doing there. But yeah, I don't know, Dan. You know, LA's hated football. Well, that's, I guess hated is a bad term, but you know they. They went without football for so long, it seemed like nobody cared. You know, the Rams came back home. They were an L.A. team. Now you get the Chargers coming back. I believe they may have been an original L.A. team as well. Can they – yeah, I mean, it's a huge market, obviously, in L.A., but are they going to support two football teams?
Well, I think it would depend on the draft. You know, they need somebody, I mean, because, you know, Antonio Gates is supposed to be hot coming out of San Diego, but there's a couple other names that, over the last 15 years. But I think they need to get someone really good, you know, really good running back, quarterback they're not going to get. So, I mean, you're looking for a running back or something for a kid to get behind, right?
Well, you know, they have a little bit of that. I mean, Phillip Rivers is still a really good quarterback. And, you know, Melvin Gordon was having a really good year until he got hurt. You know, if Keenan Allen can ever stay healthy at wide receiver, they may have a marquee guy there. So they do have, you know, some name value at the skill position, probably even better than the Rams. I mean, you know, you're looking at the Rams, they have Todd Gurley, who stunk this year. And, you know, they drafted Jared Goff to be the face of that franchise, and then, you know, he couldn't win the job till, what was it, week 8 or week 10 or something? So, you know, you got to kind of start looking at that, wondering what the hell's going on. So, that-wise, they're a little ahead of the Rams there. I just don't know, you know, I mean, will the fans see them as, you know, the interlopers coming in from someplace else since the Rams were already there a year?
No, I mean, I don't believe they could have really established a fan base.
Yeah, sorry, I saw Children of the Corn the other day, so Interloper just popped into my head. You know, just one of those things. yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, both teams are going to stink. You know, I mean, combined, they had what this year, eight, nine wins between them? Let's see if I can hunt that down here. Quick. The Chargers were 5-11, and the Rams were 4-12. So combined, they didn't have as many wins as the Seahawks, Falcons, Packers, Giants, Cowboys, Raiders, Chiefs, Steelers, Dolphins, and Patriots. So there you go. Congratulations, Los Angeles.
Still have the second stadium in the country that'll draw every single day.
Yeah, you know, I guess the question is, will it? You know, I know, like, it works for the Jets and the Giants, but I just don't know. You know, I mean, Los Angeles has proved that they don't care about football. So.
Maybe, but he wants the ring.
You know, I mean, what the, you know, what's left in San Diego now? The Padres? You know, like the, because they don't, you know, they don't have a hockey team. They don't have a basketball team. Do they have a soccer team? So is there, I'm trying to think, is there a San, I don't think there's a San Diego soccer team, is there? So. Wait, I'm looking here. What did I see? There is. I got a. I binged it. I just binged San Diego soccer team. I figured that could be pretty random. And I came up with the San Diego Sockers. Sockers. There you go. And then the San Diego Flash. So there you go. It does look like here, according to this, the Flash may be gone. The San Diego Flash is an American soccer team based in San Diego, California. Founded in 1989. Oh no, the team returned to competitive play in 2011, and is currently in the Southern Conference of the West Division of the. The paragraph stopped. I have to hunt it down and find out
Yeah, but
where the rest, where the rest. The rest of it was. So.
that's not Major League Soccer though. Apparently,
No.
San Diego Padres owner is interested in trying to bring a franchise to San Diego.
Okay. So the Flash aren't in Major League Soccer. What do we know about the Sockers? What are they? Oh, they're in the MASL. What's that?
National Association Soccer League?
No, M, not N, M.
Oh. It's not the MLS. It doesn't matter.
No, it's you know, that's what I just I gotta find out what it is though. It'll bother me if I don't. MASL, right? That's what I said. That's not what I wanted. See. So let's bring MASL and soccer together and see what we get. Major Arena Soccer League is what we got there, Dan. So that apparently is, I don't know how you consider that, but there you go. So,
Not the MLS.
no. So that's what we got. That's what we got going there for San Diego sports teams. You got the Padres and a couple soccer teams. So, now, you know, I don't know, Dan. I meant to bring this up the other day and I forgot all about it. There is going to be a new football league starting
Yes.
up. I believe it's actually in California. You know, and they're you know, it looks interesting. I guess it is kind of the way to call it, but you know, none of these have worked. But this one seems to be a little more based on the idea of being a developmental league, and I believe that's the only way, you know, you're gonna succeed. And I did like the idea. They also said they're willing to provide while it is just junior college, they're willing to provide education for these guys, you know, by paying for their books and stuff. So I you know, again, I don't know how successful it'll be. It's got some relatively, you know, behind the scenes kind of power people behind it. And I'm drawing a blank on what it's supposed to be called. It's like the Pacific something league. Is that what they're going to call it?
Pacific Pro Football League.
But yeah, because I know, you know, they're going to follow, you know, NFL rules and all that other fun stuff. You know, to try to basically get the guys who, I don't know, slip through the cracks, however you want to call it. You know, see if it works out. Here I got a little better description of what they're describing it as, so to speak. You know, Dan, I definitely think I'm cursed because every time I really want something to come up online, the internet slows down here. It's almost like it knows that I want to use it. So.
Well, I mean, it's apparently going to be just a 14 league based in SoCal, Southern California.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, going to play under professional rules. Most of the players will get an average salary of 50 grand.
Yeah, it's I finally got it here. Four teams with 50 players each, and it's kids who, they have to be out of high school for less than 3 years, but are ineligible for the NFL draft. It says since the games will take place in the summer, the players will have the opportunity to attend college during the rest of the year, taking advantage of a one-year scholarship to a community college provided by the league. At the same time, they will work to hone their skills in preparation for the NFL draft. So it seems like it's, you know, again, they're going about it the correct way, you know, but, you know, none of this has ever worked. And I got to tell you, Dan, I want to get to this anyways, but if I've got to have a choice in the summer and if I'm not watching baseball, I don't think I'm going to watch NFL. I would rather watch Big Three. Have you heard about the NBA 3-on-3? Well, not the NBA, but the Big Three 3-on-3 league.
No, sorry, you got to backtrack a second. My Bluetooth moved.
No, I was asking you, you know, have you heard about the Big Three 3-on-3 league?
No.
Yeah, your guy Allen Iverson is going to be a player coach. So he will will be involved. It's run by Ice Cube is the guy behind this. So it's gonna be interesting, but yeah, a lot of familiar names. You know, you're gonna know a lot of these names. Obviously, you know, it's guys who are now, you know, past their prime or however you want to look at it. But you know, Kenyon Martin is gonna be involved. So's Rashad Lewis. I heard Steven Jackson and Chauncey Billups are both gonna play. You know, Jason Williams, who they affectionately called White Chocolate, will also be there. Jermaine O'Neal, Bonzi Wells, Mike Bibby. These are some of the names associated. Obviously, the biggest name is Allen Iverson. Far and away, you know, the only way you're going to get a bigger name than Iverson right now is if Michael Jordan decides he's going to play. So, you know, I don't know. Are you looking forward to see the old men on the court trying again?
Oh, I thought I didn't realize it was going to be the old guys. I thought it was going to be young guys coached by them.
No, it's going to be the old timers. The interesting thing here is the first team to 60 wins. So, you know, there's no game clock, nothing like that. It's the first team to score 60 points. A little bit like you would do if you were, you know, in the street, you know, you played a 21, the first guy to 21 wins. You know, in most cases, you have to win by two in those games, but here it doesn't look like that. I believe they don't have it in this article I have up, but I believe they're going to play in Las Vegas, which could make the games even more interesting. Yeah, here you go. It's eight teams, five players per team with one head coach and one assistant coach. All coaches will be former NBA players. So, you know, we're going to get a chance to see, you know, some of the guys who really, you know, really, really made the NBA come through. So,
I mean, I'm trying to find, how did Ice Cube get involved?
It was just, it was basically his idea. It was his brainchild. To come through and, you know, shoot, you know, put the idea together. And, you know, he was the guy who wanted to see it. So, yeah, I saw him talking a little bit about it, you know, earlier today. And yeah, it was just, you know, again, I mean, it sounds cool, you know, it'd be interesting to see these guys all, you know, again, kind of on the court, but, you know, you do wonder, you know, what are, you know, are they going to have, you know, or what, you know, what are they going to have left, I guess, basically, is what I'm wondering here. You know, now I know you're watching just for Iverson, right? Oh, here, see, I asked Dan a question and he drops off. Boy, well, I don't know why we keep having these problems. You know, if it's not my internet, it's Dan falling off. I don't know if it's, you know, weather or connections or what the heck is going on here, but this is just getting kind of ridiculous or kind of frustrating. You know, we haven't had this many problems in a long time, and I apologize if you're listening. I mean, we appreciate you coming on to listen and everything, and it just, it's as frustrating to me as it is to you, you know, when I'm trying to talk to Dan about something or Mr. Fantasy or, you know, Dan's breaking up or, you know, I hope Dan knows that he's actually off the air here. But I guess while we're waiting for Dan to plug back in here, let's look at tonight's NBA schedule. I don't believe there's too many games on the hardwood tonight. All right, here we go. We got the New Orleans Pelicans at the Brooklyn Nets. It's the TNT doubleheader night tonight. The first game there has the Chicago Bulls at the New York Knicks. We got the Los Angeles Lakers at the San Antonio Spurs, the Dallas Mavericks at the Phoenix Suns. And then the night wraps up on TNT with the Detroit Pistons at the Golden State Warriors. Here we go. We got Dan back. Boy, I don't know what's going on with us lately, Dan. We just can't seem to get through a podcast without any kind of trouble anymore.
You're telling me.
So, but and real quick, we did have one final today. Did you know, I didn't even realize the NBA had a game in London today. The Denver Nuggets just pretty much mopped the floor with the Indiana Pacers, beat them 140 to 112. So there you go. There's your NBA schedule and the one final today. But what I was asking you, Dan, before you magically disappeared there again, are you going to watch Big Three just to see Iverson?
I might.
Wait, your Bluetooth's fading again. see if we can get a little better, hopefully a little better connection for Dan, as he was kind of fading out there a little bit. So
there we go. I just put my headphones on to the Bluetooth.
There you go.
Connected.
Yeah, it was weird because, yeah, you started to talk and then you just faded away, so I never really got your answer.
I mean, when is it? When are they starting theirs?
I'm looking here in the article to see what kind of, if they've got a start date yet, or it seems as I thought. It looks like the draft is in March, and then the league will start play June 24th, and it will conclude on August 12th. So we're only looking at about a month and a half of games. And here you go, Dan. This is interesting. The players will receive 52% of the league revenue.
Wow. I mean, they've got.
But yeah, here's some of the rules, which is probably better for some of these guys. The games will be played in half-court settings. They'll feature four-point shots designated by three large circles several feet behind the traditional three-point line. Games will be played to 60 points, like I mentioned that. There will be a seven-minute halftime once a team reaches 30 points. Ex-professional players over the age of 30 will be eligible. Teams will consist of a player captain and four teammates. And then it goes on to explain the draft will be in March. So,
I mean, they really taking it seriously. Yeah. They're doing a draft in March. I mean, they're not starting until June. I mean, I kind of feel like Grand Prix Dad, because all these guys have all did their time. We're talking about practice.
Yes. I would love to hear him say that too after the draft. We're talking about practice. So yeah, that's,
I mean,
you know, definitely.
I get the seriousness of it, the money's going to be involved, but I mean, what I don't really understand is the draft here. I mean, I feel like you could just put all these guys in a room together, and Allen Iverson and the other, you know, player coaches. Picking, for better yet, I don't even like that idea. I would rather all the names be, you know, put on ping pong balls and thrown in one of those things, and, you know, Iverson and so on and so forth. They just pull a hat, you know, a name out of the box.
Yeah, well, you know, the weird thing is, like, I know they're calling it a draft, but I got a feeling it's going to be more like when you're out there with your friends on the schoolyard picking teams. You know, I think they just used the word draft to make it sound more professional, I guess. But yeah, I would love the idea of them just doing this in more a street ball style. And, you know, I think what would really make the game even more fun is they allow guys to call their own fouls.
I don't know if that would work.
So
is there just going to be one game at a time, or, you know, with half court, technically, well, I guess it wouldn't work if, you know, one side of the ball comes flying. And you don't want a Harlem Globetrotters type deal going on either.
Yeah, you know, they don't, you know, have a setup, a schedule yet to see, like, how the games are going to be played. I mean, I'm sure, you know, once the schedule gets out, we can look a little more into it and see how they're going to, you know, how they're going to play the games. I assume if they're going to go with eight teams, they're going to need various locations. So, you know, we'll have to see how it works out. But, you know,
I think it's a cool concept.
You know, it's a fun. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun summertime alternative. You know, I mean, especially, you know, if you're, you know, there's no baseball game on. I mean, obviously, I'm always going to pick baseball first. But, you know, like I said, I would take this over, you know, the new football league or even summer league NBA. I would rather watch, you know, this 3-on-3. I think it'll probably be a little more entertaining.
Hey, the little summer league team was fun to watch.
Yeah, there are some cool stuff that goes on in, the summer and that kind of thing, but
Well,
it's
I mean,
just like,
here's the
okay.
one thing that I think will be fun is the 4-point shot, but you've got to wonder if this takes off and the popularity, how the NBA will try to, incorporate that.
Yeah, there has been a lot of talk about the NBA doing it, but the big thing the NBA said today, that you and I have been preaching for I don't know how long now, the commissioner actually came out, and I'm looking for his quote here. Let me see if I can find it. It says, they're talking about the question, speeding up the end of games. With the focus on retaining younger fans. And Silver's quote was, when they asked him about retaining the young fans, he said they have increasingly short attention spans. So it looks like he's getting it. I mean, you and I have been saying
Well,
this for how long now that the end of the games just suck.
I mean, the NFL is one thing because, again, NFL is king. There's only 17 games of, for a season. So drawing out the last 2 minutes of an NFL game for a half hour is one thing. Drawing out the last 4 minutes and beyond of an NBA game for half hour to 40 minutes is ridiculous. I mean, you think about it. I mean, even you and I, it doesn't even have to, talk about the youth. There's, a minute left in the game, and for the next 30 seconds, there's going to be a foul call on every play. And, now we go to, now we have to go to the, predetermined commercial break. And, well, if it's Wednesday night, I might slip over to NBCSN to, watch a game like the Capitals beat up on the Penguins and forget to turn
Yes.
back to it.
Yeah, well,
Like how I
here's the
talked about.
example they used. Last Thursday, TNT has the games on Thursday night like they do tonight. They had a really good matchup with the Rockets at the Oklahoma City Thunder. Dan, it took 9 minutes to play the final 24 seconds of the game.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. That's to the point where I don't know if I would have cared how close the game was. I would have went away from it. I wouldn't have cared. When it just gets that stupid, it's time to go someplace else, and I can look the score up online later. I don't need to sit there and that, like you said, I can go watch, the hockey game or, the local game or God forbid the Weather Channel just to see what's going on instead of, dealing with that crap, because that I would have went nuts if I would have been watching that game. 9 minutes to play 24 seconds.
Well, I mean, not to mention with a Tuesday night with the Bulls and the Wizards. It was the Wizards, correct? I don't know. I know I picked that game and I picked the Bulls to win or whatever, but I mean, even that, I told my wife I was about to take a shower. She's like, "Well, how come you haven't taken?" I'm like, "Cause there's 5 minutes left or 5 seconds left, I'm waiting for this damn game to end, to prove Big Jack wrong." But they ended up losing by, I think it was John Wall, threw up a nice shot, and they won the game.
Yes, it was. The Bulls choked that game away. They had a big lead and could had a big lead early and couldn't hang on. I think they ran out of gas without their guys, but
Oh yeah.
yeah. So, well, here you go. Here you go, Dan. You ready for the next fun NBA story I ran across today?
Where did LeBron come
Yeah.
from?
The Cavaliers got thumped last night, 102-86 by the Portland Trail Blazers. Now they've lost three of their last five games, and LeBron says it's because of lack of practice time that they're struggling.
I mean, we're
Where's
talking
that?
about
We need
practice.
that Allen. Yeah, we need that Allen Iverson drop right there. We're talking about practice. So, yeah, LeBron's talking about practice. The Cavaliers aren't winning because they're not practicing. Of course, this is the same guy who, if they probably did practice, would be crying about it, saying we're practicing too much. So I do find it interesting that this was his go-to excuse.
That's the king for you.
So, yeah, looking here, it appears like it says the Cavaliers haven't practiced since December 28th. Now, I find that hard to believe. I mean, you can't tell me they haven't had an off day where, they could work something in, or they didn't have, something somewhere, where they could at least get a walk through or, anything like that. I find that very difficult to buy. But they just added Kyle Korver, and they're talking about they're having difficulty getting him integrated and comfortable because they haven't had a chance to practice with him. Well, didn't they know that when they made the trade for him, Dan, that their practice schedule was going to be like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about professionals here. I mean, I know practice makes perfect, but at the same time, you miss a few. I mean, these guys shouldn't really miss a beat. I mean, how many plays can you really run in the NBA? I mean, shoot it, pass it. Especially today's NBA, all you got to do is hang around the 3-point line. That's all they do.
Right. Yeah, you can't tell me they're running any set plays. It's isolation.
Not
Everybody
that
spreads
strong.
out to the 3-point line. If the guy can't get the drive for the dunk, he throws it out to whoever the open man is standing at the 3-point line. That's not difficult at all. Tyronn Lue, the guy who has the title of head coach, used the fact he said schedule, injury, sickness, and a lot of stuff. But I mean, it's no excuse. Well, then why are you saying it? Because obviously you're using it as an excuse. So there you go.
Well, because that's what the king told him to say.
Yeah. And oddly, the Cavaliers only had 14 assists last night. So obviously, the biggest problem is they're not just sharing the basketball. And this is with J.R. Smith out. So imagine what the total would have been if J.R. Smith was playing.
Seven.
So yeah, I just thought it was hilarious when of all the excuses to come out, but now here's the funny thing, Dan. The Cavaliers are off tonight, but they're not practicing because they play tomorrow in Sacramento. So they're actually not going to practice till Sunday because they're off today, they play tomorrow, then they have 2 days off before they play the Golden State Warriors on Monday. So now, if they need practice so bad, Dan, why aren't they out there at least walking through stuff so Korver can get comfortable in their offense?
Because the king has to go to Miami for something.
Does LeBron have a side trip planned or something? Is it something like that going on where he needs to go someplace else? Because obviously, if you need practice that badly and you have an opportunity to practice, shouldn't you take it? Right? I mean, if you were hurting for practice, Dan, and you had just one day, wouldn't you take it? Even if it was a light practice, what they would call a light workout?
Oh yeah, I mean, even in the old pro wrestling days or indie wrestling days, I mean, for a while there at my quote prime or peak or whatever you want to call it, I was in there twice a week, and that's working a full-time job. That was just I guess quote hobby that you can't retire from because it's a hobby. But
Yes.
I mean, if I was getting paid, it would have been a lot different. But then again, if I was on the Connecticut schedule, I'd be in the ring every day to begin with. So I think you got Tuesdays off, right? Or no, Wednesday. I think Wednesday they had off. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just it's just kind of humorous that that was, you know, the reason we're losing. You know, we haven't had time to practice. God forbid we don't practice. So, yeah, I thought that was one of the funnier things that I had read. I heard it first, and then I saw the article, and I was kind of like, oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, so, you know, God forbid we just get beat. You know, we never just get beat.
No, I mean,
you know,
it's
all
middle of the season. Middle of the season, they're still at the top. I mean, what does it matter?
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the weirder things. Yeah, you know, it's not like they're gonna fall out of first place. It's not like, you know, they're gonna, you know, they're not gonna come out of the East for the, you know, for the NBA Finals. I mean, None of this is going to happen. I mean, it's all still going to be the same. I just got such a kick out of the fact that that was why it, you know, why it was happening.
You know, and after they lose the Golden State, I mean, who's to say that they don't go on like a 15-game win streak?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would think even without practice, they should be able to beat Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as dysfunctional Sacramento is, they, you know, they should be able to get by them. Yeah, after, you know, they, you know, I'm sure they'll be blown out by Golden State, and then we'll have the talk again about how, you know, oh God, you know, what's going to happen? You know, is it really, you know, are the Cavaliers really a match for them in the finals? And, you know, all the BS that goes along with that again, and be like, yeah, okay, shut up, people. Let's just move on. So, be fun stuff. But we, you know, we do have the Bulls and the Knicks tonight. Now, you know, Derrick Rose is going to play. So I know you're excited about that, but the Bulls are going at it again without Jimmy Butler and Nikola Mirotic. They are both sick, and I don't even believe they're with the team. So they couldn't play if they wanted to, but Dwayne Wade is back. So.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're sick, I don't want them with the team either.
No. Well, Jimmy tried. Yeah, you know, he tried and it didn't work out. But there was some questions here, Dan, that you should probably answer. One of the things, I couldn't see the article because I always refuse to pay for the Mickey Mouse Network insider stuff on their website because it's really not worth it. But the headline to this, and I figured you could cover this, will the Knicks trade Melo and Rose?
The time is now. I mean, I don't know if they'd be able to trade Rose, but I think Melo is definitely on the up.
Yeah, you know, I guess it would depend on what team, you know, we're talking on the other end of the deal there. But, yeah, nobody, after this little incident, nobody's taking Derrick Rose off your hands. You know, you couldn't give him away right now. Even if you were willing to pay his entire contract, I doubt you could get teams to take him off your hands. So, but yeah,
I mean,
doesn't this come up like every year?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is, you know, the mothership, because all 800 of their, you know, reporters and guys have to make a story. You got to make a headline grab. Despite the fact that our local guys here who, you know, just do fill-in jobs, don't believe that that's something that's true. you and I were talking about it a couple of days ago, how the guys over the weekend who had to fill in after the biggest jerk, one of the biggest jerks in, you know, Chicago sports radio actually retired. And I forgot to bring that up, Big Jack. I don't know if you spent your entire January 5th listening to this guy. Oh God. I mean, yeah, that's about as much as I'm going to say about it. You know, listen to this guy for hours upon hours, and I can't believe how long they did it for, having all these people come in and kiss his, for lack of a better word, his ass for like 3 or 4 hours. So then everyone took the, you know, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday off or whatever it was. You got these guys complaining about, you know, oh no, respectable journalists, we don't we don't headline grab. Please. You know,
yeah, that's pretty much all they
do. Yeah, I mean, especially the big time ones. I mean, even, you know, you say what you want, but how else did Scheffler get the name that he's got? Because he throws anything out there, and, you know, a couple of, you know, a few things really stuck, and that gives him the name. But, and I mean, it's, and it's quite simple to, you know, and I think that was the thing that cracked me up. I don't know if we brought, if we talked about it, was our local station, The Score. These are the guys in the evening. I think the one of them's on right now, actually, complaining about the integrity of sports journalism. And you and I have talked about the integrity of, you know, journalism as it is as a whole. I experienced the lack of integrity or ethics when I was in college within the radio industry to begin with. And you had these guys complaining, saying, oh, you know, for D. Wade and Jimmy Butler to just blow it off as a rumor that, you know, the Bulls are shopping Jimmy Butler and blah, blah, blah. And then oddly, was it Tuesday or yesterday morning, the same station's morning guys had Chicago Tribune's Bulls beat reporter on, who kind of threw the story out there, the guy who wrote it, and he flat out said, well, no, I didn't say that the Bulls are shopping him. But you know, that a couple of teams had actually called upon the Bulls to find out about Jimmy Butler, you know, like, and this was the analogy that killed me, because this would never in a million years happen, because the Bulls haven't, this wouldn't happen. You don't know exactly why. It goes, you know, that's what, you know, teams do. They call upon, you know, other teams to find out, you know, just like the Bulls should, you know, call upon, from the Warriors, you know, how to acquire Kevin Durant. And I mean, right there, when I heard this guy, I'm like, dude, you just lost all your freaking credibility, because now you sound like a jackass. There's no other word. I forget his name. It's like Casey something. You sound like a jackass. You're telling me that it's Pax and Gar's job. Part of it is they're just going to go start making phone calls to any team in the NBA, especially teams like the Golden State Warriors. I mean, hell, does that mean they called the Cavaliers and said, so what can we get for LeBron? What can we get for Kyle Irving? But I mean, how could you make up the most asinine statement and still have a job? I don't understand that, Big Jack. I mean, I know we're just two guys on the phone and we're doing a podcast, but you and I have 100 times more sense than that to know that there's no way in hell the Bulls called up the Golden State Warriors and we're like, what can we get for Kevin Durant? Number one, the Warriors just signed Durant, and you're telling me that you've got some players on the Bulls that the Warriors are going to want for Kevin Durant? This isn't Major League Baseball. It's not like, oh yeah, give us Doug Valentine, or, you know, I forgot his first, is that his first name? Whatever. Like, give us Valentine, give us Doug McDermott, and let's give us Bobby Portis. Wait, this Big Jack, this is starting to sound like a Yahoo Fantasy League trade. And we'll give you Kevin Durant. I mean, if I'm the Golden State Warriors and that call actually happened, which I am 100% sure that this call never in a million years happened, well, you know, since Durant signed with Golden State in the offseason, that means right before this season. I don't know their front office people, but even let's just say I'm Steve Kerr and I get that office, that phone call. I hang up. I don't even entertain it. I hang up.
I just start laughing. So.
Sorry, my little rant. But, I mean, you know, again, a lot of the guys are headline grabbers, and, you know, it does make interesting conversation, because you've brought it up 1,000 times. It's easy for, you know, some of the guys on the mothership to just go out and say blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. And then let's say a deal happens where the Knicks somehow by the trade deadline are able to unload Melo and D-Rose. Well, now this guy's right. Well, I say, I told you, I was right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, what was funny about the Jimmy Butler story is the Bulls pretty much immediately came out and said they weren't shopping him, and they didn't know where the rumor got started. You know, and it was clearly obvious that the rumor got started because he made it up. So,
yeah,
you know, it had nothing to do with any actual factual reporting. You know, it was just a made up story. And, I know we had the story, God, I think right around the time we first started the podcast, when, Mickey Mouse Network source reported a story that wasn't true, and then it was confirmed by another one. So it was kind of like, okay, you guys made up a story and then confirmed it as legitimate. So there you go. That's how you do it. You know, mm-hmm. you use your two sources to, you know, basically make fake news. So.
Well, I mean, not only that, it's, we in the past had dealt with a lot of guys from in particular, they technically were the mothership of all the subsidiary websites we were, inquiring about. And one of the guys from one of those websites, our young friend David, who's super busy, so can't get him out anymore. He even mentioned, the fact that he goes, a lot of what we do is speculation. And he goes, don't get me wrong. It's not that we're making it up. He goes, but if I write a story, because I've got a deadline or whatnot, I'm going to look at, whatever team we're talking about. Let's just say the Cubs or, the Bulls, for instance. And, I know he didn't break it down exactly like this, but, pretty much said, well, if I think it's a good idea, well, maybe I'll just look at other teams like you and I do on countless, basically with baseball, because we know it does. They even said, we'll, generate and make up some trades that we think, seem fit and whatever. And he goes, the next thing you know, if it gets picked up, gets caught on the right search engine and a bunch of people click on it, he goes, it becomes a big story. He goes, it really wasn't. It's just, us kind of deciding, hey, it would be good if, like last year or last year before Jimmy was signed with the Bulls, all the talk of him going to the Lakers and that being a good thing. It didn't happen, obviously, but, someone started that story somewhere, and then we all were picking it up.
Yeah, but at least, when I write about it or when we talk about it, it's clear that we're speculating about it. These come off as, this guy having, because I read the Jimmy Butler article, and it sounded like this guy had factual information that the Bulls were the ones doing the shopping, not other teams coming to them, but the Bulls were the teams calling teams saying, hey, what do you give us for Jimmy Butler?
Which, you don't sign the kid to a 5-year contract, unload the biggest detriment to your team to build a team around Jimmy, and then go, oh, we'll trade him. Just because
let's
the White Sox are in rebuild. Yeah, this whole, and I think that's the thing that's killing me is, again, it worked for the Cubs, but it doesn't mean it's going to work across the board for the Bulls, the Bears, and the White Sox.
Doesn't mean it's going to work for anybody else.
No, it still doesn't work for the Astros.
Yeah, let's get some picks in here. You did go 3-0 last night. The Thunder, the Clippers, and the Washington Capitals all won for you. 3-0, you were rolling. So let's see if you can keep it going tonight. I did the NBA schedule after you fell off, but here it is again really quickly. The Pelicans are at the Nets. The Bulls are at the Knicks. The Lakers at the Spurs. The Mavericks at the Suns. And the Pistons at the Warriors. Dan, I don't like a ton of these, so let's just go with the local matchup here. The Bulls at the Knicks. The Bulls are going to be without Jimmy Butler, Nikola Mirotic. Taking on the Knicks team that has scuffled a little bit as well. I think Derrick Rose is in the building, so he's playing. Who you got tonight over there?
I'm going to go with the Bulls Summer League team.
Like I said, they look good for about a half against the Wizards. I think it was a half, and then it was almost like they just ran out of gas and couldn't make anything anymore. So,
that's why I couldn't turn the game off.
Let's get the NHL schedule here, see what we got going. We got the Vancouver Canucks at the Philadelphia Flyers, the Pittsburgh Penguins at the Ottawa Senators, the Buffalo Sabres at the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Boston Bruins at the Nashville Predators, the Montreal Canadiens at the Minnesota Wild. That's the NBC Sports Network game tonight. The Detroit Red Wings at the Dallas Stars, the Anaheim Ducks at the Colorado Avalanche, the New Jersey Devils at the Edmonton Oilers, and the night wraps up with the St. Louis Blues at the Los Angeles Kings. Dan, we don't do this too much. Let's go with Anaheim at Colorado. Who do you think is going to get the big win there?
I haven't kept up on my Ducks.
Hey, they were my preseason pick to win the Stanley Cup. That should give you just enough incentive to take Colorado tonight, right? So,
yeah, I'm going to go with Colorado.
Just because I picked Anaheim to win the Stanley Cup? That's the only reason? Let's go to your future home again. You've been struggling with these Predators games. Tonight it's the Bruins in Nashville to take on the Predators. You going with your future hometown, or you got Boston tonight?
I'm going to go with Boston.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're like split on Nashville. It seems to work. When you pick them to lose, they win. When you pick them to win, they lose. So we'll have to see if that continues tonight, and maybe Dan can land a big win there. So, are you going to take in some of the Bulls game tonight?
Oh yeah.
I'm hoping. Do you think it'll be a decent game, or what do you think?
I think it'll be a decent game, but I don't know. I think this is everybody. Both these teams are they started off strong. I mean, it was pretty amazing that the Bulls and the Knicks were sitting at like the 3 and 4 seed before Christmas sometime, and then, you know, I didn't check the standings for a couple weeks. And you look at it now, and both of these teams are not even a seed.
Yeah. Yeah, they some rough seas, I guess you would call it.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, you know, the Bulls. I don't know who their guy is really. I mean, you know, you're worried about Jimmy, and the Knicks really only have Porzingis tearing it up. So.
Yeah. He was the one guy they said in that article is untouchable. So.
Yeah, they should be.
Seems to be the deal there. So, all right. Please think it's time for Dan and I to count for the day. But don't worry, we're coming back tomorrow at 5:30 live. You know the deal while we're gone. So get on sportsradio.com. Check out all the content there. Give that a like. Jump on and follow the Twitter at Sports Time Radio. Now, you know, you can get Dan's fix there or at Dan's D Man. That'll be with 3 E's. Don't forget that. He's going with the Bulls over the Knicks tonight. He's going with the Avalanche to beat the Ducks. And he's got the Bruins over the Predators. So get on that Twitter feed. Let Dan know what you think. As always, thanks for listening live. And don't forget, you can get the podcast anytime you want now at tunein.com.